I would like to start with a question today. Who was the most influential person in your life up until now? Typically, we would think maybe of our parents, or we would consider maybe in some kind of your educational journey, there was a very influential person there, or maybe in your job-related environment, there was a boss or a coach or a leader that you really looked up to. And if you consider just the impact of that individual or maybe one or two persons on your life, the question is, what did they bring to you that makes you feel that that was one of the most influential people in your life? We're going to talk about that a little bit today, but we're going to flip the coin. We want to ask the question, in whose life are you becoming the most influential person? How do you do that? Why do you do that? And I would like to take you to a story, a fantastic letter that was written, and it was stitched in between some of the books in the last part of the New Testament, a letter written by Paul to a person with the name of Philemon. And the letter was in regard to a slave with the name of Onesimus. If I had to summarize the story, you have a situation where Onesimus was a slave to Philemon, but he deserted him. And Paul acknowledges and says, Philemon, I understand that Onesimus has become useless to you. But then Paul discovers something very special. Paul becomes a father figure to Onesimus. Paul is actually in prison in Rome, and he's writing this letter to Philemon, and he's saying, listen, I want you to become a father figure in his life because of the benefit it will bring to you, but because also of the joy that I experience as I really discovered the potential that truly is in Onesimus. So we want to talk about this a little bit because some of the characters in this story displays the realities of our lives. That some of us in certain areas of our lives, we are like Onesimus. We are pretty useless. We haven't been developed. We don't have courage. We don't have skills. And maybe we are deserters. We're walking away from responsibilities. And then there's Philemon, who is discouraged. He doesn't trust anymore. And he kind of feels, you know, I don't have any time of day left for that person. But Paul is the influential person who does something in both of the lives of these two individuals that to me is fascinating. Well, we're having this conversation, and it is Father's Day here in South Africa on this coming Sunday. And I want you to consider just the concept of fathering, as I've discovered, is one of the greatest needs in society. I'm not using the term fathering just as a term that relates to male personalities. I'm also using this term in regards to broader leadership and fathering, spiritual fathering in the Bible relates to a leadership influence, a coaching influence in the life of somebody. So every one of us can relate to the fact that the world needs fathering. People need it. Onesimus and Philemon needed the fathering heart and influence of Paul in that letter that he wrote to Philemon. And I want to show you some of the elements that really stood out for me. But let me just quickly, from a natural experience, tell you somewhat of my philosophy as a father figure, as a leadership figure. And I'm trusting that people will one day say that John has become one of the most influential persons in their lives. If you consider that from a natural or a biological stance, then being a father basically means four things for me. The first one is that I am a life giver. I've given life to a child. The second one is, as they are small in my house, we had to nurture and care for our children. As they grew up a little bit, we became an instrument of growth and development, number three. And then lastly, now that they're adults, I basically had to reposition more into a coaching role. I think all four of those elements are also true in my general leadership and fathering and coaching experience. Is number one, that people have a need that you will become a source of life, that you will encourage, that you will breathe life into their courage, into their worldview, and into their self-esteem. Secondly, the people that you father, that you lead, need your nurture and your care. They sometimes need you to stand up for them and to make them feel safe and an environment where they can develop. And that's the third need. The need of a child towards a father figure is grow me, develop me, bring out the potential that is inside. And then when I've grown up and I'm strong and I can do whatever the particular topic of fathering is related to or coaching is related to, then I need you to come alongside and just be a coach. Allow me to play the game of life. Allow me to do whatever I think I can do, but I still need you around to coach and to support me. Now, I want to take you to some of the lessons that I've learned in the letter that Paul wrote to Philemon. And the first thing that stood out for me is the foundation of his communication. He says, I'm writing to Philemon, my beloved brother and fellow worker. It's in this year where Doxaleo has declared the theme of love as our focal point. It just arrested my attention when I saw that Paul is writing to somebody whom he says is a beloved brother. He says, we've got a connection that goes beyond just a fellow worker. I experience fellowship family with you. And I think that is a critical departure point. If you want to trust God to use you as a father figure or a fathering presence in the life of any person, whether that's at home, at work, or in society, the first question is, do you really love that person? It's a big topic, because if you love that person, you will position yourself so that you can be an instrument of blessing and benefit to that person. All right, now let's go through some of the focuses that we see. And by the way, in this letter to Philemon, I saw an echo of a discovery that I've made recently in my own leadership approach. Much of my leadership has grown so that today I would like to describe myself as a coaching leader. And I think coaching leadership is an incredibly important departure point, a stance. It's something of a philosophy of leadership that is truly life-giving to my people, but also it's enjoyable and it brings success to my own leadership. So after the foundation of love was laid, Paul then says, I thank my God always. This is Philemon verse 4. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers. I have a question for you. If you want to become a person of influence, a fathering presence in somebody else's life, do you understand that you will never be their true father? God is our Father. Jesus actually said that we should not allow people to call us father or teacher. What that means is, I understand I am just a steward of God's heart for you. If I'm a father figure or a leader, a coaching leader in your life, I need to talk to God about you. I need to get godly perspective about your calling, about your role, about your future, and understand that I am just a steward. I'm an instrument. So if I really love you, the first thing that I will do is I will talk to God about you. It's quite important that we remember that my biological children, my leadership children in my organization, and the people that I mentor and father in society, all of them are on a journey that God has designed for them. And for this part of their journey, I am a steward of his heart and his purposes for them. That's verse 4. Then in verse 5 in Philemon, Paul then says, I've heard of your love, I've heard of your faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus and towards all the saints. And to me, that says that Paul, before he continues to work with some of the challenging elements of his mentoring and fathering, before he does that, he first encourages. I think it's quite important that we know that people need encouragement. They need us to stipulate the things that we see that they are doing well. You know, sometimes we don't realize it as a father figure that we sometimes just focus on the growth areas and the things that need to change. But I've discovered if you first just stir the positive energy of appreciation, listen, you're doing this well. I think this is fantastic. I've heard of your love. I've heard of your faith. And I just want to acknowledge that. It establishes a platform of communication, of love and appreciation, from which you then can continue to bring the next, which I think is one of the greatest needs of people who need a fathering presence in your life. In verse 6, Paul says, I pray that you may become effective through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you. Effective through the knowledge. And I think that's what a coach and a father figure does. I want to help you to discover knowledge. I want to facilitate you to a new level of effectiveness. But that only happens well if it's laid on the foundation of love, the foundation of prayer, godly perspective, encouragement, and then we say, okay, what is the knowledge that you need, and how can I, in my interaction with you, set you up to higher and higher and higher levels of effectiveness? Paul then says, just before we continue with some of the challenging elements, in verse 7, he says, I have great joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, my brother. Paul is not just acknowledging the things that he does well, he also focuses on his attitude. I think your attitude grows out of your character. And as we as father and mentor and coaching leaders in people's lives, as we want to grow them to new levels of effectiveness, we always have to take note of where their attitude is. Attitude, basically for me, asks the question, are you leaning towards or are you leaning away from? So I want you to consider somebody. Do you know somebody that if you just stumble upon them, maybe in a shopping center, then your attitude immediately says, I want to go talk to that person, or wait, let me just go into the shop here and just avoid them for a minute. That's a positive or a negative attitude. And Paul is saying, we need to work with how positive or negative your departure point is to this whole discussion. He says, because Philemon, I know that you have a negative attitude towards Onesimus. Give me a chance to work through that. And now he engages the topic. So see how much in a coaching and leadership environment, see how much is needed of love, of appreciation, of prayer, of acknowledgement and encouragement before you dive into the challenge. And now he says in verse 8, he says, I have confidence in Christ to order you to do what is proper. I think that's very important. Paul says, I've got the kind of relationship with you where I know that if I tell you to do something, you will do it. And it's very important that in any coaching, fathering relationship, there has to be the kind of openness the willingness to receive truth, also the willingness to give truth. We've discovered this year as we studied the theme of love that we need to learn how to speak the truth, but to do it in love. Jesus was revealed in John 1 verse 14 to this planet. He became flesh and we saw his glory. And then John says it was full of grace and full of truth. There's something of a balance there, and grace is so important. That's the love and the encouragement and the attitude discussion and the support discussion. But truth is the challenge discussion where we need to ask the question, the way that you're thinking now, is that thought pattern, that conviction that you have, does it grow out of God's truth? Or is it maybe just your truth that could stand in the way of your future? So coaching is not just support, it's also challenge. Good leaders know how to do both, and they know how to balance, and they know how to prioritize. A father figure is somebody who says, I'll create a safe space for you, but that safe space will become a place of growth for you. So therefore, I have confidence in Christ to order you to do what is proper. But then Paul does something very important and very, very revealing. And I'm telling you, this was one of the biggest changes in my own life in recent years, not just in leadership, but also in counseling conversations. I would so often make the mistake to want to help people and then actually begin to think on their behalf. I did it with great intentions. And I would, for instance, I would tell people, well, okay, I can see your problem. Let me help you. I think you could do this and that and that and that and that. The problem is, though I was feeling that I was helping people, I wasn't really activating their own will, their own power of choice. And Paul says, though I have confidence to order you, verse 14 says, I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that your goodness to Onesimus would not be by compulsion, but by your own free will. I believe that a father figure, a coaching leader who represents God, is somebody who will activate the will and the desire of the person that you are fathering. Now, in this particular case, the story is about Philemon and Onesimus. And we see how Paul does it. He says, Onesimus, I've discovered something in him. He was just a slave and he was useless. But Paul says something happened recently where it feels as though he's my own child now. He says, not just my child, he's grown so much that he's become like a brother to me in the flesh. That means, Paul says, I've discovered a camaraderie with somebody who used to be useless in society, a slave, had no privileges. Paul says, as a business leader, as the one who's planting and establishing the Church of Jesus Christ in such a powerful way, he says, this young guy has grown to my stature as a brother, but also in the spirit, not just in the flesh, but also in the spirit. Paul says, Onesimus has grown to a new level of spiritual authority, and I've discovered something beautiful. Then he goes to Philemon, and he says it in verse 16. He says, Philemon, I think that to you he can become a brother in the flesh and in the spirit. And I want to tell you that one of the biggest ways to motivate people is to show them the benefit that they will receive on the other side of the change. I've discovered that if the benefit becomes bigger than the effort, then people are willing to change. But if the benefit is not big enough and the effort is too much, then people will not change. Paul understood this. He understood that motivating people, you cannot motivate people. They have to motivate themselves. And for them to choose the right thing, actually just love the way that Bruce Wilkinson put it a couple of years ago. He says, if you expose the lie and you present the truth, people will always choose the truth. And Paul says, Philemon, I need to help you. There's still a lie in your mind. There's a perspective about Onesimus that will steal blessing from your life. Let me show you the truth. Let me show you the benefit for you. And then he even says, if there were some things that this guy cost you money, I'll pay for that. I'll sort out every one of the effort elements because there's an incredible benefit. So Philemon, I think you should change. So he's bringing the truth, he's wrapping it in love, he shows the benefit, and then he stands back and he says, Philemon, you can choose. Now that is great coaching leadership. And whatever you choose, I'm going to walk through it with you, and I'll be there. If you see that your choice is not a good one, I will be there, and I will bring grace, and I will bring truth. Well, I'm going to give you somewhat of a summary, and you'll see some of the words on the screen. And I really want to pray and trust God that He will set you up to become a great father figure, a fathering figure, or a coaching leader, or a mentor that really represents God's mentorship, God's fathering heart in the lives, maybe your children in a biological sense, and maybe somebody at work. The team that I lead, they need that from me. Maybe there are people in society, people that you're engaging with, and they need you to bring the following. To bring, number one, a foundation of love. Love basically says, how can I be a blessing to you? So the first element of blessing is I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to be an instrument of God's heart and His plan, His purpose for you. Then I'm going to set myself up to be a source of encouragement in your life, and I will also be a source of knowledge and learning. I'll introduce you to the knowledge that you need, and I'll help you to get the knowledge that you need. But I will be willing to dive into your attitude and to ask questions about the why, the departure points of your emotions. But then all of this takes me to a point where I want to facilitate truth in your life. I'm not going to force it onto you because choice is the biggest force, the power in the universe, is the power of the human will. And I'm going to facilitate you to make great decisions. I'll do it by showing you the benefit, and I'll do it by helping you so that you will have internal motivation and not external motivation. Well, I trust that over this season, as we just celebrate father figures in our lives, that you will become one of the most significant individuals in the lives of the people that you love. Amen.